Letters and Manuscripts. Volume 25, 1910 to 1915. 1910. Letters. Haskell, St. Helena, California. January 10th, 1910. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother Haskell, I received a letter from you evening after the Sabbath. Of late, I have been in poor health. There seems to be upon me an influenza that makes it difficult for me to write as I would like to. My eyes trouble me, and there is a pain at the base of my brain. For many nights I have slept but little, and have risen early in the morning. Yet I will not complain, for the Lord sustains me remarkably. My heart is fixed on the Saviour. I feel an intense interest that the work of God shall break its bonds. I desire to see broken every yoke that has been put upon the Lord's servants, yokes that have prevented many of them from acting in harmony with the light the Lord would give them. My work has been much harder than it would have been had all our brethren acted in harmony with the instruction given in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. I sometimes feel sick at heart when I consider how the work has been hindered by men who are eager to use authority. The Lord has strengthened me in a remarkable manner during the last year. At the General Conference in Washington, a plain message was given me, and the Spirit of the Lord gave me power of utterance. I know that the message born in Washington was a message of truth. In Boulder, in Oakland, and also in other places, I have borne a similar message. I could not hold my peace, but, standing on my feet in weakness, the power of God rested upon me as I appealed to the people. The power of God rested upon me when I last spoke in Oakland, when I called upon the people to consecrate themselves to God and to become laborers together with Jesus Christ. So far as we could see, every one in that crowded church rose to his feet. My heart was deeply moved as I offered prayer in their behalf. I wished that they might sing, "There are angels hovering round." I am so grateful to God that He gave me strength to speak to the people in Oakland. Let the heart be humbled with a sense of the greatness and the importance of the work that we have to do. I am instructed to say, let the converting power of God rest upon physicians, upon ministers, and upon conference officials. As a people, we are far behind where we might have been, had our brethren in positions of responsibility always walked in the counsel of God, instead of assuming an arbitrary authority that has greatly retarded His work. There should now be an entire change based upon thorough conversion. Thus saith the High and Holy One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend for ever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners. Isaiah 57, verse 15 to 18. Let every yoke now be broken. There is a most solemn work to be done in seeking the Lord. I have not lost the spirit of the messages that came to me in such power. I have just read your letter regarding the work of Professor Owen. Notwithstanding the fears and suspicions of some of our brethren in regard to his ability, I am not sorry that I have helped him by a small donation. We must have faith in God and be careful how we hold back, because of our unbelief, those whom the Lord can use in his service. It is a sad thing to doubt a man's truthfulness. There may have been some circumstances that would lead to doubt, yet the doubting side is not profitable. Be of good courage in the Lord. Stand fast in truth and righteousness, whatever you may have to meet. Rest in the Lord. Talk faith. Talk hopefully. And let the soul repose in the words of Christ. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. Let the light of truth shine forth in clear, distinct rays. Let us lay hold of the arm of infinite power and rest in the Lord. I tell Willie that I do not know as I shall be able to attend the important meetings that are soon to be held in Mountain View, but the Lord can strengthen me at the right time. At times when I lie awake in the night, I pray and lay hold by faith of the words, "Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7, verse 7.